chim.
Yeah, the little cherry that you eat.
Mm-hmm. And that got me, because I never eat my cherry.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Peach kernel.
Oh, do you have a name for the kind of a peach that comes away from the kernel easily?
Yeah, clearstone.
Okay, and what about the kind that sticks tight to the seed?
Called fresh peach.
Okay. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
String beans.
Okay. What about some beans that do have to be shelled?
Hmm?
What are some beans that do have to be shelled?
Peas. What kind of bean?
Uh-huh.
You take a butter bean and just a bean like that, you have to shell them.
Is a butter bean the same as a lima bean?
Just about that. Close skin.
Are they different in color?
Yeah. But the lima bean, they mostly be white, but butter beans, they have different colors.
Huh.
White speckled, dark and hawk colors of them.
Oh, they're new to me. I hadn't seen them till I came to Georgia. when you have the tops of turnips, the green part of turnips for dinner, what do you call that?
The green part.
Uh-huh. You might cook them in a pot with some fat back,
mm-hmm.
and you say you're going to have what for dinner?
That didn't get away.
I think you said it just a minute ago. Do you just call it greens or
call
it salad? Turnip. Turnip greens?
Mm-hmm. Or mustard greens.
Oh.
Or it says the greens.
Okay.
Call it greens.
Are mustard greens good?
Huh?
Are mustard greens good?
Good. Yeah.
Oh, I've never had those.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call corn when you just go out and pick it and you shuck it and you cook it right on the cob and just eat it with your hands?
Corn.
Uh-huh.
Well, that green corn. That's
green
that.
Corn. Oh, okay.
On the cob.
On the
cob. Eating it off the cob.
I see. Do you call it corn on the cob or... Do you call it corn on the cob, or do you call it mostly green corn?
I mostly call it green corn.
Okay. What do you call an animal that's black and has a white stripe down its back and smells terrible?
Oh, that's some people call them skunk, but what the hell? I forgot, man. It is a large. There's a goddamn name.
Called a polecat?
Polecat.
Is that the same as a skunk?
Yes, yeah, always the same. Uh-huh. Just call them. Some call them skunk, but polecat is a real name.
Okay. Oh, do you have any around here?
It used to be a lot, but the fact of it, don't know. I don't go in the woods to find out yet, hell not. But the wood grow up so thick till they all didn't stand out all right.
Well, it's just as well to keep away from them anyway.
Yes, all this best. Yes, love.
Oh, what do you call another little animal that's small? And it lives near the water and